Well, coming up this weekend here in Atlantic, it's the annual Coca-Cola Days celebration. And we're going to celebrate all things Coca-Cola here this morning as well. We have Kurt Roberts with us. He's an Atlantic native, and he's president of the Iowa chapter of Coca-Cola Collectors Club. And Kelsey Bieshorner is with us. She's program director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and they're the ones helping to promote and get this whole process going. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Kelsey, I want to start with you. The impact that Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola Days has on the community.
Yeah, it's just a great way to celebrate all that Coca-Cola has brought to Atlantic. We are very thankful for the Tyler family and all that Coca-Cola has done for our community and being an employer. And so we just love to get everyone together and celebrate. And Atlantic Bottling does a great job helping us celebrate with that. So
I was shocked when I looked at this note and it said it's the 31st annual.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It seemed like just yesterday this was just going to be just kind of a cute little tailgate thing and a little opportunity for some Coca-Cola collectors to get together. But it continues and it grows a bit too.
Yes, it does. I love to visit with the collectors and catch up with them when they come into town. And they are all very passionate about Atlantic, and we love people that are passionate about Atlantic.
So. Absolutely. Let's talk about schedule coming up now. This is coming up on Friday, mm-hmm. September 22nd, Saturday, September 23rd. Mm-hmm. Are all of the events public for the most part, or are you looking to kind of guide people to certain events?
Yes, we love to have people come and join us for the tailgate meal and then the swap sell and show. We love people to come and look at all of the really cool items that the collectors have, visit with the collectors. And this year we are trying to get more people to come and join us in the celebration.
Okay, so lots of opportunity there for folks to enjoy. And the Coca-Cola collectors seem to enjoy it because, by golly, they keep coming back year after year after year. Kurt, you're an Atlantic native. You're native to this area anyway, and you get a chance to share stories and whatever. You have to be pretty proud being the president of the Coca-Cola Collectors Club here in Iowa that you get to show off your community.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We're so thankful for Atlantic to host our club's convention every year for the past 31 years. And, you know, we're bringing in, it looks like this year we're going to have 13 states represented. So it's tremendous. It's the second largest kind of Coke convention in the United States, so or mini convention. We have over 60 collectors as well. So it's a tremendous amount of folks who will get to see Atlantic, get to experience it for a couple days, and kind of see what the Atlantic Bottling brings to a convention, because that's not a normal thing to have the bottler involved. It's not a thing to have the community involved. So we're really thankful for all the support.
Are there other events like this?
Yes, there is. We have our Iowa chapter, and we put on our convention annually, and there are chapters across the United States. And one real kind of tidbit I want to throw out there is we do have a national convention. We just had our national convention in Kingsport, Tennessee in July, but the 50th anniversary convention will actually be in Bettendorf in June of 2024. So we're excited to kind of piggyback with the national convention coming to Iowa for the second time.
Now, you mentioned the connection with the local bottler. Is that kind of the hook with this one then that keeps it special?
Yeah, I think it is. It's really special. Everyone we talked to, and I was at the national convention for the first time and talked to people, and they just raved about how Iowa is very special, how it's unique to have that support, not only just the bottler, but the family as well. And they, you know, the chamber and kind of the design of this, you know, over 31 years ago was to kind of combine all these groups together. And, you know, I've served on the planning committee, the Coca-Cola Days committee, for many, many years here. So I've had that opportunity as well. And it's such a unique piece because in most cases, it's a club, then they go into a hotel and they have their event, and they might have a few people come in from the community to support the swap meet. But it's really just a club-based thing, where this is really a community-based activity.
How long does it take a collector to pack up to go to an event like this?
Well, it depends on the collector. You know, you'll see collectors come in with trailers full of stuff and different items that they bring in. Some of them have smaller items or older items. Some of them have more modern items, like the kind of the commemorative Coke bottles. And so, you know, if you have crates of Coke bottles, sometimes it'll take a long time to. But usually, you know, we finish it. We run from 9 to 2 on Saturday with a swap meet. And by 3 o'clock, the place is cleared out. Like, they're pretty good about packing up, and a lot of them go to various conventions, so they're used to that process.
I'm sure everyone has their own story. Mm-hmm. How'd you get started collecting Coca-Cola memorabilia?
It's a great question. I remember as a senior in high school, I had a 4-H friend who had told me something about a Coke machine they were interested in, and I thought, well, that sounds pretty cool. And so on one ad, I found a Coke machine down in Red Oak, and we bought it, and it became the first item in my collection. And so over the years, just continued to add things either locally or nationally for the collection. So it's fun. I collect primarily. My favorite thing is to collect Tyler-related items or Atlantic Bottling items. So obviously, there are some items that predate Atlantic Bottling that are the Tyler Bottling, and some of those are from my favorite pieces.
So are you actively searching for things all the time? Do you stumble onto things, or is it a little bit of both?
It is a little bit of both. It is very, very difficult anymore to find items as much as you used to be. You know, the older collectors in me, you know, they'll tell back in the 70s and 80s, they could go pretty much anywhere and find items, you know, easily and cheap. And now the older items, the things that I would say predate the 1960s, are very difficult to find. And you see cross collectors. You see a lot of people who do petroleum and signs. And so the Coca-Cola falls into that as well. So we'll see folks. I know a couple of years ago, we had a gentleman coming in. They were going to redo an old drugstore pharmacy, and they wanted Coke memorabilia. So they were just using it as decoration. So yeah, you see a lot of cross collecting as well.
Now, in addition to the collectors that are there, you'll get some folks locally that have some Coca-Cola things they may have found in the garage, in the attic, or what have you, cleaning out mom and dad's house, those types of things. How often do they strike gold when they come to these events? I mean, sometimes they're neat, but they're not necessarily going to be worth
a
fortune.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And it's you know, being local here, that's the fun part for me, because I do collect the Atlantic Bottling or the Tyler family items. So occasionally there are folks that will bring in items that you rarely see. I do remember somebody bringing in an old wooden crate that was, it would have, gosh, in the early 19-teens, that had Tyler Family and Coca-Cola both on it printed. And I've only seen two of those in my entire life. So sometimes you do see that really neat nugget of items. And then there was a gentleman one time from down by Lyman who had a sign, and just that connection and knowing that the sign came from this area and that it was a kind of a unique sign made it really neat.
Sometimes it's just kind of filling out your collection. Other times it's a little bit of antique roadshow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know, the cool thing about the collectors is they all want to share their knowledge. Some people are experts in certain areas, where others, you know, I always tell people, like, there are probably millions of different items that are Coca-Cola over the years. So no one's an expert on any, on all of it, I should say, but some of them are experts on certain types, like bottles or different things. And so when people come into the show and they have an item, like they say that, you know, my family had this item, or we found it in the shed, and those types of things, that we always kind of just say, oh, go visit with Jeff. Jeff knows bottles really well. Or go visit with Ken. Ken's a really good bottle collector, and he'll be able to tell you. And I did that at National. I took a bottle with me to National that was from Alabama that I hadn't seen. And after three people, they could identify and told me the whole story about the bottling plant and how it was a Coke bottling plant after 1 year. So it was a great, great opportunity to learn from others as well.
That's crazy, the amount of knowledge that some folks have, even for the local bottlers' perspective, not just Coca-Cola International. What's the best part for collectors of an event like this?
I think, you know, honestly, you know, I saw it when I was in Tennessee. I met so many folks that I didn't know. We had people at the National Convention from Japan and Germany, and I think there was like four or five other countries, and to see the camaraderie, to see the shared experience of people just enjoying their time. You know, I think a lot of people will even, we have members that will come that won't have swap meet tables, that'll just be there just to experience the friendship and the family feel. You know, our club will be 40 years next year, so we have a lot of members that have been in the club for 30 plus years, or even from other states, that they just enjoy that experience, seeing people, and we try to have events throughout the year just to bring people together, because we know it's a bond that they enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelsey, from the public standpoint here, there are a lot of ways they can participate. They can come to the tailgate, come to the swap and sell, do those things. They can also be supportive too by buying some items.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we just support anybody that wants to come check it out. We also do a coloring contest that a lot of the kids are looking forward to. I'm collecting all of their work, and they just to see that history that the teachers share while they're doing the coloring contest about Atlantic Bottling, and then those coloring contests to come in and see that, and how excited the kids get about it. It's, you know, they may not collect items themselves or anything like that, but the community is still very supportive and gets really excited about this time of year as well.
Sure. Well, you get t-shirts for sale?
Yes, we do have t-shirts for sale. We have the ones from this year that have the an Iowa classic theme to it, with two polar bears and a classic car. And then we also will have a couple different previous years for sale as well, all at the chamber or during the swap show and sell as well.
Excellent. And what are we raffling?
Yes, the raffles are super fun. They, we kind of had the summertime theme on our minds. And so we have a, beach umbrella that is, Coke Zero themed. And then we have two bags chairs and a really cool, carry. It's like a bags tournament, or it's a bags game, but it clicks together and holds all of the bags. And it's a really cool piece as well. So we will be raffling those off. $5 for one chance or $20 for five chances.
Very good. Which we'll can enjoy while you're drinking a Coca-Cola.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. And folks can get out and enjoy these items and these opportunities. They can still buy those raffle tickets at the event. They can get their t-shirts at the event if they haven't gotten them already. Again, Kelsey, you want to run down the schedule a little bit and give folks again the opportunity when they can come out?
Absolutely. So on Friday, we will have our tailgate party from 5:30 to 6:30, and that'll be at the community center, and then the Coca-Cola Collectors sneak peek from 6 to 8, and then Saturday we will have our show swap and sell from 9 to 2 at the community center. We will also be featuring a classic car show and shine in the parking lot, so we hope people will show up for that. We hope it's a beautiful day, and then the raffle winner will be announced at 2 p.m. at the community center, and we will give away the raffle prizes at that time if they are present.
Excellent. Kurt, as we sit here today, they can't see it at home, it's radio, but you're wearing the Coca-Cola Days t-shirt. How many of those do you own?
Oh, I guess probably, you know, I've been here for, I know, this is the 31st year, and I probably have one for at least probably the last 20 years. So, yep, every year you get a new one and you add it to the collection. I've seen people make quilts out of them and everything, so they're very popular.
I'm guessing the collectors love to pick those up when they go to different events.
Yep, very.
Very good. Well, it's an important one. Coming up again this weekend, Friday and Saturday, I hope you get a chance to enjoy some of those local-friendly activities. They want folks to come out and help to support and kind of see what's out there. It's kind of fun to see some of those things. It's kind of like going to a car show or a motorcycle show in that you get to see some unique things. And believe me, ask questions, because everybody wants to brag, right?
Oh, yeah. They want to show their expertise, and it's a great place to get prepared for Christmas or holidays. Yep.
Absolutely. Very good. All right. Well, Kurt Roberts, Kelsey Bishorn are in with us here this morning. Coca-Cola Day is coming up this weekend in Atlantic. Should be fun. Let's hope for great weather and another great crowd. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.